Blog Talk Radio.
All because of Jesus. Come on. Since we are together, let's praise His name.
Call the Jesus.
Hey, hey. and gentlemen all across the globe. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. But ladies and gentlemen, what a powerful, powerful song. We got to give credit to Brother Marvin Winans, all because of Jesus. And we want to thank Bishop and Doc for sharing that song tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the author of the song. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, what a powerful song. Woo! Yes, everything. We owe Jesus everything, ladies and gentlemen. Amen and amen. We thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight as well, being on Prayer Time. God bless you, Bishop and Doc. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. I tell you, I'm excited. I trust you're excited as well. We serve an awesome and mighty God. He died that we would have joy everlasting today, even right this now, right now, forever and forevermore. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you're doing. Yeah. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, if I had a quadrillion tongues, still couldn't praise him enough. So we thank God for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit tonight. And I just got to give him one more round of applause because we love him so much. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, for everybody listening live tonight. We thank God for you as well. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. And we thank you for being with us tonight. Hey, so quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You guys can tweet that out to several people while you're on right now. You never know who will be blessed by the prayer tonight and by the words of Bishop and Doc tonight as well. So thank you so much. This is the Global Prayer Time with Bishop and Doc tonight. Hey, also two guys, we're going to be in the scripture tonight here, Hebrews, so a portion of the scripture, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. I'll be reading that shortly. Nothing like the word, of course, ladies and gentlemen. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews 11 when you have. Some of you already read it, maybe. But we need to read the word over, over, and over, and over again. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6 tonight. But I want to encourage you to read that with your family. Read that in your time of meditation unto the Lord. Hebrews 11, the entire chapter there. Thank God for his word. In fact, let's just thank God for being able to read the word, ladies and gentlemen. We're not interrupted tonight. Amen. No interruptions. Amen. We thank God that some people can't even get the word. Some people got to hide to teach the word and to preach the word, just to hear the word. Some people probably carry around pages of the word, ladies and gentlemen, just so they can read it in silence and read it in private without getting caught. So we thank God for the freedoms that we do have today in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen. Hey, we'll be opening up the lines later on as well for you. If you have a praise report, praise prayer request, and also a comment or question as well, we'll be hitting that later on as well. So thank you so much for your time, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let's get to that. Let's get to it, guys. Hey, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen. Amen, amen. Let me go ahead and open up the line. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again, sir. God bless you, sir. Amen. Bishop, thank you so much for your time tonight, sir. Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Let us pray. Tonight we'll be praying that God send a revival, spiritual revival in the earth realm, that souls will be saved, our loved ones will come to know the Lord as their Lord and Savior. As we know, everyone that have people, they might know the Lord Jesus as their Lord. And we're living in the last days, and we need to cry out that God save our loved ones. Save them, Lord. Don't let them be lost, Lord. Save them. Deliver them, Lord. Set them free, God. And not only that, that God will break the spirit of poverty off the people of God, break the spirit of poverty off the lives of people, that they will be blessed naturally as well as spiritually. There will be no light in their lives, that God will meet the needs in their lives. God will transform their lives, that their lives will never be the same again. And we know that it is a spirit that comes to hold God's people in poverty, in captivity. Everywhere people are in poverty, we pray against that spirit, that God would destroy that yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that you please. It shall prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father, we thank you, God. You watches over your word to perform it. Father, we thank you. Your word says one could put 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to flight. Father, we pray, we intercede tonight for souls, God, that their lives will be changed, that they will be set free from whatever spirit that has come to attack their lives, to keep them in darkness. God, we thank you, God, that you break, you destroy that yoke in the name of Jesus. God, your word says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that acknowledges itself against the call itself against the knowledge of God. That we come against that spirit tonight, God. Open the eyes, God, spiritually. Father God, take the scales off of their eyes and be able to see. Open their ears spiritually, Lord, that they will be able to hear and receive your word tonight. Father, we thank you. God, don't let them rest in that state that they're in. Don't let them be complacent in that state. Don't let them be satisfied in that state. Lord, give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word, Jesus. Your word will not return unto you void. Father, we thank you. Your word said the kingdom of God suffer violence. Violence must be taken by force. Father God, we thank you tonight, God, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that their lives will be changed, that their hearts will be broken, that God, in the conviction of the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing of God that rests, God, also in the earth realm. Father, we thank you for a move of a spiritual revival. Awaken your people. God, in the name of Jesus, awaken the body of Christ. Father, we need you as never before. Father, we thank you for give us a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We lift your name up because you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all we have. We thank you, God. You still have the same power to deliver and set free. We thank you tonight, God. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for every soul tonight, God, awaken them and awaken them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare your word. But God, revival will break out in the earth realm of the spiritual revival. God, anointing of the Holy Ghost, God, restore every yoke. We thank you for it tonight in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God, your word, God, you said one to put 1,000. But two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement, God. We stand on your word and we decree and declare. It is already done according to your will. We thank you for the manifestation taking place. We thank you for the yoke to being destroyed. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that spiritual of poverty is being broken off the people everywhere. The spirit of poverty, mindset of poverty, destroyed that spirit even now. And Father, we thank you now unto him who's able. Now, God, you said in your word, now we wish above all things that we will prosper, be in health, even as our soul prosper. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you will meet every need. You will open every door. You will provide, God, and you will give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of your will. And we give you glory for it. And we praise
We decree and declare it is already done. We decree and declare our family will not be broke. Our family will not live in poverty. Our community will not be a community of poverty. Our neighborhood, the city, the town, the country that we live in, Father, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the wealth of the wicked and laid up for the righteous. And Father, we decree and declare as believers that we will walk into every area that you have committed for us to walk in. Every area, God, there will be no light in our lives. There will be no spiritual light in our lives. There will be no natural light in our lives. There will be no lack of health in our lives. We will be healthy. We will be well. We will have pure minds. Father, I came here tonight and we pray for sound minds all over this world. We pray against that spirit of God. We pray against that spirit of God in the name of Jesus that comes to kill, torment the mind of people, God. We that our mind now, you restore their mind. You restore that spirit, man. Awake them out of that sleep, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks, Father. We praise you for it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, we pray right now for our families. We pray for our loved ones, God. We pray for those in school, oh God. We pray for the children. Father, we pray that you send a revival in the home. God, awaken your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Awaken them, God. Hallelujah. Awaken our spirit, oh God. Awaken our spiritual, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the miracle of God will be manifested like never before. God, we thank you for urging the power of revival that's taking place, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You will reveal, you will expose, and you will restore the cookies of all the enemy everywhere in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We give you glory and we praise you, God, that you're raising up another generation, Lord. You're raising up people that have a hunger for righteousness. You're raising up people that have a hunger for the truth. You're raising up people that have a hunger to live a holy and a clean and a sanctified life. Father, we thank you, God. Let us be in that number, God. Let us be that people, oh God. Let us be that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be that generation, Lord. We give you thanks for tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Every child in our family, God. Every member in our family, God. Every color of the sea, Baba. Rondo of the Shika. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Their lives will be changed, God. They'll be changed by our trouble, God. They'll be changed by the anointing that's on our lives, God. They'll be changed by the Spirit of God that rests on the inside of us, God. God, as we go, God, use us in the glory. And we give you the glory. We give you praise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, reveal every crookedness, God. Oh, undercurrent in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we give you glory for tonight, God, as you continue to move in a great and a mighty way, we thank you, God, for turning around even now in the lives of your people, God. God, that it won't be satisfied. God, that it will be not be satisfied. Being mediocre, God, that we'll be on top of you. Like never before, righteousness, God. Oh, God, let the righteous cry out, God, as your word says. If not people which are called on my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their darker ways. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. You're raising up a generation, God, that will serve you and live for you. We give you thanks and we glorify you tonight. God, we thank you for turnaround even now. We thank you for the manifestation taking place in the lives of your people. God, we thank you for a spiritual awakening. God, in the season, Lord, we're living in. Give us a spiritual awakening, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We glorify. Give us a hundred and thirst for righteousness as never before, Jesus. And we'll forever give you glory. We'll praise your name. We'll lift your name up. And we'll call those things that be not as though they already are. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. As you continue to heal, as you continue to deliver. Oh, how blood pressure, cancer, diabetes. How fair you, God, we come against every spirit. And there's no people out of here. God, we thank you for new life, God. We thank you for a new life, God. We thank you for a new start, God. We thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that we will never be the same again, but we'll continue to be transformed by your word. And we give you glory tonight, God, that no weapon formed against your people shall be able to prosper, and no good thing will you hold for them that love you, God. No good thing will you hold for them that love you, God. We thank you for the door of open, the God of being manifested, God of being made available, God. They walk in, they party out, and they will be high. We get the glory for it tonight. We thank you for promotion. We thank you for promotion, God. We thank you for promotion, God. We thank you for elevation and raise of God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. All praise shall be thine forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every spirit that tried to hold your people in. We come against every spirit, every spirit, every spirit, every wondering spirit, every lying spirit, every conniving spirit, every pondola, rocondo, matica, la mafia, poco de ropa, little seco, no samate. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And we call the soul in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood for that family, that child, that woman, that man. We plead the blood of Jesus. The loved ones will be saved. They will surrender their lives to you. They will not be home to hospital any longer by either attack of the enemy. They will not be home hospital any longer in the name of Jesus. You will give them a peace of mind. You will give them a new heart, God. We give them thanks for this night. Pray tonight. We receive already, God. We thank you for the breakthrough already, God. We thank you for them being saved already, Jesus. We thank you for the change in their lives, God. Even now, God. And we give you thanks and we glorify your name. God, keep our minds in perfect peace. That stayed on you, God. God, we thank you. We glorify you. You alone is worthy of all the praise and the glory. We pray for loved ones that lost loved ones. We pray, God, that you strengthen them in this time. We pray for those that have lost loved ones, God. God, we pray for that strength, that endurance. God, we thank you, God, that you will give them the hope and the peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we glorify your name for your goodness. Keep your children, God, as they go to school everywhere. Keep your children, God. Keep them, Lord, under your blood. Keep them from the danger of the pedophile, God. Keep them from the corrupt mind of a couple of uncles. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. Reveal, expose, and be a fruitful. In the name of Jesus, we glorify the Lord, and we call it so. Even now, Jesus, we thank you, God, as you reveal, expose, and destroy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. You are the King. You are the righteousness of God. Real God. You are all of us. God, we follow the Moshe. We come against every spirit, lying spirit. We come against every tunnel of a condo, every condosia, every commanding spirit. Come here, soul. God, in the name of Jesus, we come against it tonight. God of the Moshe. Father, God of the Moshe, Kalalabai. God, and these feet condosia, they beg over us. In the name of Jesus, we glorify it. God, reveal, expose, and destroy the crookedness of every evil work. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. You're promoting people, God. giving them raises, God. You're blessing them a job, God. You're blessing them with new ideas, God. God, you're giving them favor like never before. And we thank you, Lord. This is the year of our vulnerable. Oh, God, I thank you for turnaround. Turnaround for the people, God. Turnaround, God. A new mindset, a new thought pattern, God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that they will not just sow for anything, God, but they will sow for the best, God. They will sow for the righteousness, God. They will sow for the truth, God. They will sow for the carnival seed, God. The Spirit of God rests upon them, God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and we're excited about them being with us tonight on this wonderful, wonderful prayer. At this time, I'm going to go to Dr. Crenshaw, and I'll come back and read the word, and then we'll open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, after Dr. Crenshaw speaks as well. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer tonight from Bishop Crenshaw. I just want to encourage everybody with this scripture. In the book of Joshua, as he began to pray for the blessings of the Lord upon the people of God and praying against the spirit of poverty, against the spirit of lack, and believing God for our loved ones, praise God, we know that the enemy comes to do three things, the word of the Lord says, and that's to steal, kill, and destroy. One thing the enemy wants to steal from us is our faith and our hope. That's why Jesus said, when I come back, I'm looking for faith in the earth. Don't allow anything or any situation that comes upon your life to take away your faith and your hope that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only, he is our only answer. Praise God. Grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but bless God, the word of the Lord, God's word, shall stand forever. That's why when we pray, we should pray the word of God. Amen. Release the word of God in the atmosphere as you pray. The enemy hates two things. He hates the word of God, and he hates praise. He hates for us to praise God in the midst of whatever we may be going through. He hates for us to praise God. So I want to encourage you with this scripture tonight as the Spirit of the Lord begin to speak of Joshua after Moses has passed on the mantle, passed on to Joshua to lead God's people into a blessed land, into the land of Canaan, the land that he has promised him. And we can bring that on home today. There are some promises that God has made available to you and I. Bishop prayed about that tonight. Praise God that the blessings of the Lord will flow upon our lives. That enemy will not destroy God's people because of lack and poverty. The Bible says he supplies all of our needs according to the riches of glory. So as the Lord allowed Joshua, praise God, to become that leader to lead God's people into the promised land, he began to speak to them in verses Joshua 1 and 7. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous. Very courageous. Not just courageous, but very courageous. Praise God. Hold on to your faith. Don't allow the enemy, praise God, to cause you to doubt God. That thou may observe to do all according to all that the law which Moses, thy servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest what? Prosper whithersoever thou goest. What does that mean? There are some prerequisites to us receiving the blessings of God upon our lives. Praise God. There are some prerequisites, oh God, that puts us in a place and a positioning for favor, puts us in a positioning for the blessings of the Lord, that cancels the spirit of poverty. What is that? Simply obey the word of God. Simply be obedient unto the Lord. Because we know the enemy, praise God, allows blessings, or some may perceive it as that, to fall upon the life, but they're only temporary. Those things are only temporary. But I don't know about you tonight, I don't want just a temporary blessing. I want God to sustain my blessing. I'm going to say that again. We want God to sustain our blessing. How is it going to be sustained? When we're obedient to God. Verse number 8 says simply this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Put it in your mind. Put it in your spirit. Meditate on it, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, isn't that interesting? The word of the Lord said, then, when you do these things, my God. Then he said, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Who's going to make your way prosperous? You are. I am. You are. Listen, prosperity, blessings, increase is in our hands. It's in our own hands. God said how? Through obedience to the word of God. Doing what God has called us to do. Praise God. He said, thou shalt make thy own way prosperous. And then thou shalt have not just success. Word of the Lord said you would have what? Good success. So as we pray tonight to the throne of the Spirit to come against our loved ones that's keeping some of them from coming to the Lord Jesus. Amen. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And that the convicting power of God will begin to rest upon their lives. Because the only thing that's going to give them hope and peace in the hour that we live in now is giving their lives to the Lord Jesus. There is peace and there is safety. The Bible tells us in Psalms the 91st chapter, it talks about, praise God, if we dwell in the secret place, we bow under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, my God, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means we are protected, my God. We're protected by God when we abide, what? In him. A shadow is a reflection of something that's real. That means I may not necessarily touch Jesus physically or touch God because he is a spirit physically, but I can touch him through my prayer. I can touch him through my obedience. Isn't that amazing? Look at what is released because of obedience. Look at what is released because of obedience. The Bible says, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Glory be to God. So, Father, we just thank you tonight, and we praise you that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and it addeth no sorrow. We thank you that these prayers have gone up before you, God, not as a myth, but, Father, we thank you even now that they're being manifested. How is it going to be manifested? Through our obedience. We thank you, Father. Give us a heart to obey you. Give us a heart to seek you. Give us a heart, God, to desire the things of God in everything that we do. Acknowledge you, Lord, in all of our ways. And Jesus said, the word of the Lord said, if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our path. He will give us the direction of life. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said he's going to raise up a standard against it. So be encouraged tonight and make a conscious decision within your own self to simply obey God, so that your prayers will be heard and the blessings upon your life will continue to flow. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who are just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's awesome and wonderful wife. We thank you so much. What a powerful, powerful word and prayer tonight. Doc and Bishop, thank you so much. I'm sure everybody listening is thanking you as well. I was taking some notes before I read the scriptures tonight, and we open up the lines real quickly. If you want to be on the program tonight for a comment, praise report, or a prayer request to Bishop and Doc, just hit star one on your phone. But Doc mentioned, be very courageous in the Lord. He's given us that power through the power of the Holy Spirit. Like, very courageous. We've got to be courageous in these days and time. Courageous, ladies and gentlemen. That means we take nothing but Jesus all the way. Also, she mentioned obey the word of the Lord. We just have to do that one. I mean, that's just a no-brainer right there. We have to obey the word of the Lord. That's what we love, and thank Doc and Bishop for being with us tonight. Also, last she talked about, ladies and gentlemen, sustain our blessings in the Lord. We want to all be sustained in the Lord. Amen. So, Doc, thank you so much for that encouraging word. I receive it. I trust you all receive it as well, for not only your personal self, but for your entire family as well. Amen. I was praying for everybody in my family, cousins and aunts, and even some cousins I don't even know about. Praying for everybody that's tied to my grandparents and mom and dad on both sides. So we thank God for them as well. And you continue to pray for our loved ones as well, right? Amen. Amen. Hey, let's go to the word real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Don't want to leave the word out. Hebrews 11:1-6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. for it is the elders obtain a good report. Amen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Woo-wee. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. By faith, Abel offered unto God more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness, and he was righteous. God testified of his gifts. Amen. And by it, he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch. Oh, y'all got to find that book of Enoch and read that. By faith, Enoch was translated that he would not see death. Amazing. Isn't that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? Enoch just went. I mean, God just took him. Whew, man, that's powerful. There's only several people in the world that ever happened. It just took him. It took him. He was so righteous. Amen. And it was not found because God had translated him. Oh, the power of God. There is nothing too hard for our Lord. For before translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. Oh, man, that's it right there. That's what Bishop and Doc are saying. Our goal is to please the Lord, period. Oh, man, thank you, Jesus. Verse 6, but without faith, ladies and gentlemen, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, man, praise God. That was Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. That will bless your soul. Read it over and over again this week, ladies and gentlemen, as you're led of the Lord. But we want you to read those scriptures and read those to your children as well, either at dinner time, you know, breakfast time, lunch time, whenever you can. Get that word into our young people as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Doc. We're getting ready to open up the lines. Hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone. We'll put you in queue if you have a prayer request, praise report, or comment or question. Amen. Brother John, we're going to go to you, Bishop. Brother John, Bishop and Doc are listening right now. God bless you.
Yeah, good evening, Elder Kevin. Thank you, Bishop, for that awesome word, and thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for that encouragement.
Yeah.
And thank you, Elder Kevin, for that scripture. And I just want to pray for our prayer leaders, Elder Kevin, Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop. I just want to pray for you guys for giving us the opportunity to even ask for a prayer. When you go to church every Sunday, they never even give you the opportunity every once in a while to say what's on your mind or what's on your heart. And here every week we get a chance to express what's on our mind or ask for a prayer. So I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line and thank the prayer team for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Thank you so much, sir. We want to send that back to you in the double blessings as well. So thank you so much for that, my brother. We love you, and we're praying for you each and every week, and we thank you for your prayers as well. And we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us as well. And we're praying for them all the time. Think about them every day and their family. So we've got to continue to pray for our wonderful leaders that keep us in the faith and keep us in the word. Amen. Sister Sarah, you on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, Sister Sarah. I know you excited, as always. Amen. Sister Sarah, you on with Doc and Bishop, if you can come on. Amen. God bless you. You may be at work. I think you're still on mute. God bless you, sis. Amen. Sister Sarah, you're live on the network right now. If you like, if you can come on. Praise God. Amen. Well, Sister Sarah, I know you're there, and I'm thanking Bishop and Doc tonight for being on. And we love you so much. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't leave anybody out tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone if you have a praise report, prayer request, or comment tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We thank everybody who's on tonight live and those listening via the internet as well. So we thank you so much tonight. Hey, let me turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, back to you, sir.
God bless everybody. Thank God for Elder Kevin, each and everyone tonight. The word for coming from Dr. Crenshaw, the word of exaltation. Let us hold fast to the word and be encouraged. And we gotta fight the good fight of faith and know that our labor is not in vain. And know when we praying and we asking God for something, know that God is going to do what he said, that his hand is not short, that he cannot save, neither is his ears heavy that he cannot hear. Know that God hears you when you call. So your prayers are not in vain. Your asking is not in vain. And be in expectation for God to move on your behalf. Be in an expectation to know that God is going to do what he said, and be encouraged while you wait. And fight the good fight of faith while you wait. And hold fast to the word and give God praise in advance for the blessing that he has promised you that he's going to receive. He's like that. Heaven, but in this lifetime, he said, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Right now, you saved, but you got to have more than just your salvation. You need God's blessing upon your life. So you be encouraged tonight and keep holding fast and keep the faith. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. God bless you. I'm telling you.
Well, thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw for those on the internet. And thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. What a powerful night today. I was so excited tonight. And just wonderful day today, wonderful night tonight. Thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us. God, I trust your household has been blessed tonight. And I know it has, because Bishop's prayed for you. Dr. Crenshaw prayed for you and gave you a word that is just that will transcend the eternity, ladies and gentlemen, because we're talking about the word of God. So let's get a Lord a hand cup of praise for the man and woman of God tonight. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, again. Again. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I love it. It's just a wonderful time that Jesus has done it all, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus has done it all. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you and with Bishop and Doc tonight. And we love you guys so much. And it's just, I'm convinced, I think all of y'all convinced out there, there is no other way but Jesus. That's all to it. I mean, that's it. I mean, there's no changing minds, no changing nothing. Jesus is the only way. And we just thank God that we are allowed to understand that through the Spirit of God today. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the evening with your family and friends and so forth. We want you to enjoy this rest of the week as well. Please be intentional, be on purpose, ladies and gentlemen, and, of course, be in the Word of God. Hey, we're going to leave you with this wonderful song that Bishop and Doc share with us tonight, Marvin Winans. All because of Jesus. Love you guys so much. Take care. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you now. All because of Jesus. Come on. Since we are together, let's praise his name. We can walk. We are.
what you've come through. You should tell somebody, we're here and it's all because of Jesus. Oh, I wanna thank you, Lord. Hey, they said I wouldn't make it, said I couldn't take it, but look at me now. Hey, oh, 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 yeah, yeah. I wanna thank you, Father, that I had to fight my way, but the Lord brought me every step of the way. They said we wouldn't make it, but look at me today, look at me today. Yeah, we. If you're glad about it, if you're glad about it, you ought to know that you're a winner. You ought to know that you're a survivor. We are here, and I thank you, Lord. Hey, 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 hey.
Because of Jesus. Put that in your repertoire of music, ladies and gentlemen. Put that in your iPhone, cell phone, all of the above. It's a powerful, powerful song. Hey, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We just love you guys so much. And we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight on Prayer Time. Y'all take care. Have a great evening, everybody. Jesus is Lord. Amen.